how has dating been feeling?
A pleasure and a delight. Mm-hmm. And at times, hard.
Both.
Yeah, it's like the best in the experience. You are totally in, this is what a whole relationship is. This is going to sound so stupid. But the power is shared between you of the relationship. And it just feels like someone else has the power over you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not true. That's not the goal. Obviously, you have your own power, but mm-hmm. it feels like that.
Especially in the beginning.
Are they going to text me? Are they going to call me? Are they going to show up in this way? Are they going to do this thing? Like, da, 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 da. But it's just so beautiful because it's so much surprise. Because yeah. you'll be like in something and they'll say something and you're like, oh my God, like, what a delightful surprise. Mm-hmm. Or they'll do something and it's like, what a delightful surprise.
Yeah.
And so it's been helpful. Like, I've had to really pull back of surrendering that part of me that wants to be controlling, that wants to lead, that wants to do everything, that wants to make myself feel safe and loved and validated by taking the reins and the lead. Because I feel like in the past, the men that I've been with haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I can do it. I can lead us wherever. And I can like drive the ship and do all the things. But I'm like trying to not be in that and trying to just be more lean back, let it flow. And it's just a different world. Like the dating world has more standards, I think, than before. Mm. That's what I've noticed where I'm like, since I've been out of it, I don't understand things. So it's like, I think I told you, but I went on a date with someone and it was our first date and we were messaging and it was like 7:30. And I was like, so like, what happens at these? Like, do we eat? Do we not eat?
Totally.
Like, I don't know what we're doing. And he's like, whoa, chill out. Like, we need to figure out if we enjoy each other's company before we commit to eating.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to eat before.
Which is one man's opinion.
You fucking weirdo. Like, whatever. But I actually liked it. I need boundaries. Yeah. I need a man to be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I need a man to be like, I need to see if you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because or, like most men are like, whatever you want, babe.
Mm-hmm. Investing.
I'll take you anywhere. Yeah. Let's go to like a five. You know, it's like, no, I'll mm-hmm. buy you a house. Like, no, just like mm-hmm. say no to me.
Because I will say yes.
Honestly, like I'm like, literally talk to me like a boy. And I was like, I didn't know those type of rules that you do a drink on the first one. You don't kiss on the first date. And then you know, these weird things, these subtleties that I'm like, oh, that's what you do.
Mm.
You only hang out for a date a few times a week. That's like a normal pace. Me, I'm, yes, once a week is like a good pace.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Me, I'm like, we're moving in. Chemistry is there. This is it.
How about every night?
Wrap it up. Literally, I am. I'm like, so you're coming over tonight? Like, I have like the college person's perspective.
Totally.
Because in college, you're like, mm-hmm. you just meet chemistry and you hang out 24/7.
Yes.
So I'm kind of like, okay, that's what we should do.
But you forget like, they have you know, like a professional career.
And I have and a professional like, career yeah, too.
Of course.
And that I'm
but
like,
you'll make time for it.
Literally, that I'm like, ignore. I'm like, move that meeting. I'm like, cancel that thing. This is me going on a walk in the park.
But I'm curious your thoughts on the difference between men and women in that way.
Say more.
I think there is a part of many women, and it's like such a sweet part. That's like, you know what, this matters to me and I'm going to make time for it. And I think it's not that men don't make it a priority, but especially in early dating, I don't know if guys are able to multitask like women do,
totally
you know? And
agree.
So it's like they might have like a project this week that's like they have a presentation on Friday and like literally that's all they're thinking about. And yeah, they know they have a date with you, but like they kind of know that that's solid and like they'll get to planning it and they might like text you a few hours before and let you know. Meanwhile, we are like,
yes.
So we've blocked out an entire 12-hour period for you.
No, honestly. Let me know when.
So, you know, it's...
Yes.
I think there's a bit of that, which I think if and when the relationship progresses and becomes more like grounded and like solid and less wondering, then it's less of that.
Yes.
You know, you can kind of communicate your thoughts and feelings and it becomes like, it becomes the flavor of your relationship and the expectations of your relationship. But right now, I don't know. I feel like guys take a little bit longer to bring that into their field of like, I care about this. I'm going to make time for this. I'm going to be actually thoughtful about it. I'm going to plan in advance. I'm going to do that, you know?
Yes, totally.
I feel like girls do that automatically.
Yes, because we do that with our friendships.
Yeah.
Like we're communal.
Especially you. I know.
That's the whole thing with my dating is like, I feel like I have to be inauthentic because I'm like, I go all the fuck in with people that I enjoy. Anyone in my life I'm obsessed with. And I would do anything for, and I will like be in the weeds, in the there for you. And I'm just like in. So it's hard for me because I feel like I have to like pull back on that part of me.
Mm.
We're also too, like I'm so loving and complimentary and like, I sound like a psychopath when I'm talking right now, but I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love to build people up. I love to like see the truth. And so it feels like probably for the men that I'm dating that I'm like giving them so much more than like they probably get from people.
Mm-hmm.
Love
in the beginning, and yes. They're like, "What's
yeah?
Literally, are you real?
Or are you real? Or also like, are you
this is
chill?
Lot. Yeah,
you know, like chill, lady. We're not. Who? This isn't
true. And
then
the fear of, am I too much?
Am I too much? Exactly. Am mm-hmm. I too much? Exactly. When I'm getting to know someone and they're going through something, my inclination is to like call them, like go in, like hold, you know, hold space yeah. and do whatever. But it's like I gotta kind of see how they like to be held
mm-hmm.
because. I can't go and expect immediately people to go to the level of intimacy and honesty that I want to go to.
Yeah.
Because they might not want to or be able to, or they might think it's too much or whatever. But I do feel like women are connective creatures and we live for relationship. We're relational beings. And also all of us, and I think this is the hungry ghost for a lot of women. So the hungry ghost thing is a Taoist principle. And it's basically like that shadow part of you that runs your life. That like aspect of your being that like kind of lives beneath the surface, but drives a lot of the decisions that you make. For me, my hungry ghost is connection because I was so neglected and sort of abandoned when I was younger. My perception mm-hmm. could be true or not. And I have a hungry ghost of connection. Like I will do anything for connection. And it feels like a hungry ghost. Mm-hmm. It feels like, what do
it
I
almost
do?
Gets distorted sometimes.
Yes.
If it's...
What do I do to get connection? I will yeah. forgo being authentic. I will forgo being these things because I want to feel connected to someone. That's why this job is so good for me. That's why speaking and working with people is so good for me because it satisfies that part of me in a positive way, but still satisfies the hungry ghost. So I think women are just so driven for connection that we also are like, I feel this hit of this connection, of this polarity, of this like intimacy, and I want more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, feels so good that you just want to keep going.
Yes.
And you like don't want to stop.
Yeah.
And so it's like
and you're like, I know how to nurture this.
Exactly. And I've had to.
Yeah. Let me nurture this
all
and
day.
Let me show you how to nurture this.
Yes.
And then it becomes a little bit of a power struggle. Like
yes.
to your point earlier.
Yes.
Where
I'm seeing that they have the key to my feeling connected.
Yes.
You have the power to make me feel connected. So I need you to feel connected. So therefore you have the power.
Yeah.
And you, most of the men, because I'm with healthy men, are not like, let's hang out 24/7. You're my wife. We're getting married. We're going to have kids. Mm-hmm. Like when men say that at the beginning, like I'm like, no,
red
that's
flag.
Red flag.
Yes.
If you are talking about marriage and kids on our first date, that is a red flag.
Yes.
You need to get a life.
Completely.
Even on the second date, third date, like, no,
mm-hmm.
I want that to happen naturally. So when you're with healthy men, they have the men that I've been with are not boundaried in a way of a wall, but they have
yeah.
their own boundary where I'm so Pisces where I'm like, how do I get in there?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
like, how do I get to the truth of who they are? Like, how do I...
I remember in dating, my codependency was just fucking on fire.
Whoa, yeah.
Where I'm like...
Thank God I've started that journey before this.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. But even I started that journey and then got married or like even engaged and I was like, boom. Or like we moved in together and I was
yeah.
like, whoa, I'm so codependent. This is
yeah.
crazy. And you just kind of have to, I did an episode a long time ago on codependency, one that got me in trouble with my family. But anyway,
it's all good.
It's all good.
We do this for you guys.
All you. You're my family. No, but, and it was in that episode that I was just relating to this like identity of codependency, because I think we can be like given these titles in therapy or wherever it is, or we like, learn them on Instagram and we're like, oh, I'm codependent. Fuck. And it was like, to your recent work, parts work, it's like, there's a part of me that's really codependent and like getting to know that mm-hmm. part that's like, wow, that I kind of had to be that way and or adopt that way of functioning with my family because it made me feel loved or it made me feel seen or understood and or it made me feel safe, you know, to kind of like co-regulate with my parents, et cetera, or it made me feel like accepted. And so I realized that like each season of my life, each even profound relationship in my life, codependency is actually going to present itself a little bit, maybe a little bit less each time as we go on and do more work with it. But it's such a now, like a welcome reminder of like, ooh, yeah, there will always be that part of me that seeks, whether it's that like validation, yours is connection, like, or that like feeling of being understood. And so how can we bring her to this table and like, introduce her to your life now and what's true about it. So like in my marriage, it's like reminding her that like I am with someone who sees me but also seeks to understand me mm-hmm. in a way that is, you know, really loving and conscious and like measured. And it's just helped me because sometimes the work will come back up and you can get really frustrated. You could be like, I thought I healed that. I thought I'm not good at Bennett anymore. And same with like you dating now. You're like, whoa, like this stuff is coming up. And it's like, those parts of us are like a part of us.
They never go away.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.